Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bob Dacey. Alex Jones is up in New York for the 911 event, the 6th anniversary of the disaster in New York and Washington, D.C. I'll be sitting in for Alex for the next couple of days, and so you're just going to have to put up with me instead of him. Just to recap something about myself, if you don't know who I am, I am a native Austinite, and what I do for a living is I am the owner of the Hardware Store Incorporated in Austin, Texas. I'm the, Howard Cunningham of Austin. That's what I do. I peddle hardware for a living. I was raised as a conservative Republican. I've always been a conservative Republican, but something happened to me back in 1998. I ran into a crazy man named Alex Jones, and I thought he was a nut. And basically, I checked out what he had to say. Turns out he was a very animated young man, but he was actually telling the truth. So it shook me up. I joined the John Birch Society very shortly thereafter in order to help fight the New World Order. You know, many of you know that John Birch Society was the first organization founded, actually, to fight the New World Order back in 1958. They were a very, very staunchly conservative group, and that's the way I am. I'm not wild and crazy. I'm just really staunchly conservative. And wasn't very long after that I got a TV show on cable access in Austin called The Simple Truth. And I'm still doing it. I'm in my 8th year as the host of The Simple Truth in Austin, Texas. Anybody who's in the Austin area who has Time Warner cable access TV can watch that show from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock on Monday nights on Channel 10. That's Time Warner Cable. And so that's what I've been doing for the last 8 years. My show that I host is produced by two of my really good friends, Jeff Kantoff and Kelly Taylor. And both of us are members of the Birch Society, and we're just doing our thing and having fun doing it. I have been an occasional correspondent for the New American magazine. I've written a couple of articles for them. One of them, I talked about both of them on Alex's shows, both a couple of years ago and just very recently. I've made numerous appearances on various Alex Jones shows, both on the radio and on TV. And I've written a bunch of articles as a contributor to Infowars.com. So that's a little bit about me. Again, my name is Bob Dacey. And what we're going to be talking about next 2 days, I know this is the anniversary of September 11th, but we're going to talk about that, but we're also going to talk about some other extremely important things that are going on right now. And among those things are this Trans-Texas Corridor NAFTA Superhighway fight, which is, of course, occurring in Texas right now. This is a nationwide battle. It's a worldwide battle, really. But Texas is the front line in that battle. And we're going to be talking about the current skirmish that's going on in that battle. It's very important. It's going on today. And, you know, when we get back from the break, I will talk about it. However, as you probably know, the first thing I want to talk about when we get back from the break is the fact that Alex Jones, you may or may not know, was arrested on Saturday night in New York City. The Info Warrior got hauled away to the Hoosegow, and we are going to play you a couple of clips from that. And just to let you know right now, Alex is okay. He's out of the Hoosegow, and everything's all right. So when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about Alex Jones getting arrested.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, this is Bob Dicey back in the command center, deep behind enemy lines, substituting for Alex Jones. I am in the Central Texas Command Center right now because Alex is up in New York for the 911 mega event, which is going on up there for the next several days. As I said before the break, Alex Jones got arrested Saturday night. It seems as he was running around New York with a bunch of 911 truthers, and they got behind Geraldo Rivera's program on Fox News. Geraldo had some sort of an outside program with a big giant screen behind him. And, well, gee, Alex was arrested by the police, and they hauled him off. And what's interesting is there were so many cameras in the area that Alex's arrest was up on YouTube within about 20 minutes. It went everywhere. So they took him. The charge, as it turned out, the charge that Alex was charged with was using, I think, an enhanced audio device without a permit. I think that translates into bullhorn. I'm given to understand that they tried to get a permit for their activity, you know, as the local New York people require, but of course the officials in New York didn't want to give them a permit, so, you know, Alex figured, well, you know, there is this thing called the First Amendment, and so he went out there with his bullhorn and did his thing, and a lot of 911 truthers got behind Geraldo Rivera's little outdoor stage and disrupted Geraldo's program. Now, Geraldo's program was very deep, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very serious program. He was discussing why the young lady was not allowed on the Southwest Airlines jet wearing the skimpy little outfit. It was very serious, hardcore Geraldo journalism, okay? So, but Geraldo looks back and makes some comments about the 911 truthers that are behind him. You see, the problem is they're holding up signs that say, you know, 911 was an inside job. And they were in the view of the Fox viewers. And you can't have that on the Fox News Network. You know, that's just unacceptable. So I'm going to play a clip here. Now, now we're going to play this clip. And this is Geraldo. I'm sorry. This is Geraldo making some rather bizarre accusations about who this group of protesters is, what they like to do in their spare time. So, y'all, you want to roll that one, guys?
We don't have any disagreement here. There's no disagreement at all.
Absolutely
you agree.
Not.
You know, deport them if they're criminals. Don't kill them is the point.
Exactly.
When we come back, we'll take you into the secret world of restroom gay sex. I think these demonstrators are all into restroom gay sex. Welcome back, everybody. We've been surrounded by an activist, radical, I don't know, communist group. I don't know who the hell they are. But let me go on to our planned program. First, he said he was going to step down after allegedly approaching an undercover cop for sex. As this group of misfits behind me continue their chanting, oh, I wish I could go.
Geraldo!
Yes. Let's go to Mark Garagos. I think it's quieter in Los Angeles.
We're here in Hollywood. There's plenty of places to go have anonymous sex. And if you want crazy protesters, Geraldo, we have them up here as well.
Right.
Mark is absolutely right. It's the hypocrisy of it all.
It's all about hypocrisy, no question at all.
Okay. Let's take a break. We'll explain why the ladies are all wearing these outfits. It's a crazy night here in New York after that.
Right.
Welcome back live. All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue. You know, you need a permit to protest or demonstrate here in New York. But this anarchist group came forward. They really are one of the least attractive groups of demonstrators I've ever seen. one of the leaders, I guess, if violence breaks out, don't worry, we can handle it. Our Fox News team can take this bunch of I don't want to use any foul language, but
I think you pretty much already did, Geraldo. I mean, okay, ladies and gentlemen, Geraldo Rivera, the multimillionaire paid hack for the Fox News Network, a prostitute par excellence, actually said on the air live that the protesters behind him did bathroom gay sex. Now, didn't Don Imus get fired for using the words nappy-headed? I think accusing people of having bathroom gay sex is much more serious than saying somebody is nappy-headed. I don't know, but you know, I don't know. That's just me. Geraldo Rivera, what a piece of work. You know, back during the run-up to the war, the second Gulf War, when all the media, all the mainstream media was just acting like cheerleaders, just totally spewing out whatever the government told them about the shock and awe, Geraldo was one of the worst. And I remember on my local TV show, The Simple Truth, you know, I have the ability to, you know, it's TV, so you show pictures. I stuck his head on a cheerleader and put it on the air, you know, because that's what he was doing. Just cheerleading for this, for the war. You know, just cheerleading for this war that's based on lies. So anyway, that's Geraldo Rivera. What a guy. You know, Alex Jones is an anarchist who likes gay bathroom sex and is this part of the scummiest group I've ever seen. Wow, what a professional journalism. What a professional journalist Geraldo Rivera is. Now, what happened with Alex, they arrested him. They took him to the local precinct. Well, the 911 truthers obviously found out where he was, and they went and surrounded the place, and they were wanting to let him go. And again, this thing went all over the internet immediately, and people started phone calling in to the precinct, and he was not in there very long. I mean, he was out really quickly. And, you know, if you want to watch some video of it, just go to Google Video and type Alex arrested, and I'm sure you'll find all kinds of clips of it. But anyway, he's okay. I think they let him out because, we were jamming up their phone lines and they couldn't communicate, screwing up their whole operations because of Alex's massive support from all over this country. And so anyway, they let him out. And they gave him a ticket for using a bullhorn without a permit. And, of course, I guess, you know, if you really think about it, is that's the last thing. I saw Alex on Friday. I came to the studio on Friday. And the last thing he told me before I left the studio was he was worried about the New York police arresting him. Amazing how that happened. And, of course, you know, it gave him more publicity. I mean, you know, why can't you have a First Amendment in this country? You know, and Geraldo, why can't you do some serious journalism for a change? Okay, I just want to get that out of the way. I just want to make sure you knew all about that. I think we got both clips in into one there because the second clip we're going to play was him, was Geraldo accusing everybody of being anarchists, which they weren't. They're just 911 truthers. They just want the truth out about September 11th. And if you've done any research at all about September 11th, you know that the government story, the official conspiracy theory, is a giant web of lies. You know, I'm sorry. We're going to be getting into that in the next couple of days. I'm going to be here for 2 days. But before we get into that, there's some other really important news that I have got to talk about. And I've got a bunch of announcements here, and I'm going to go through some announcements just to say I did them and get them out of the way. The first one, and this sounds like a local announcement, but it's not, because anybody in the country can contribute to this. The Austin Ron Paul Revolution is going to be giving out pocket constitutions the week of September the 17th and the 23rd here in Austin. And the cutoff date for them raising money to do so is today. So if you go, you can go online right now and write this down. Get a pencil and paper and write this down. The web address is www.patriotcalendar.com/constitution. That's www.patriotcalendar.com/constitution. And you don't have to be from Austin to donate to this thing. They're just trying to raise some money so they can buy these pocket constitutions and stick Ron Paul stickers on the front of them and pass them out to motorists. And any of you out there in the other parts of this country, this is a real good idea. Y'all could participate in this, too. You could also call Pam Farley with the Austin Ron Paul Revolution Grassroots. She's a grassroots supporter, Austin Ron Paul Revolution, at area code 512-219-8080. That's area code 512-219-8080. But you got to do this today because the cutoff date for paying for these calendars is today for this event that they're going to be holding the 17th through the 23rd. So go online right now, www.patriotcalendar.com/constitution, and contribute to this thing. Let's get this Ron Paul Revolution even in higher gear than it already is right now. Okay, that was one announcement. And my next announcement is going to be a segment of this part of the Alex Jones Show. It has to do with the Campo meeting. Now, this is not local, ladies and gentlemen. This is not local. The Campo Board, that stands for Capital Area Metropolitan Planning Organization. They are the organization which doles out federal money for highways and road improvements in Travis County, Williamson County, and Hays County area here in Austin. But why is this not a local issue? It's not a local issue because, you know, in this fight against the North American Union, you know that the NAFTA Superhighway is a necessary feature of the North American Union. They have to have it to make the North American Union physically possible. And Texas is the battleground, and today in Austin is a skirmish. So when we get back from this break, listen carefully because I'm going to tell you all about what's going on in Austin this evening at 6 o'clock. Once again, this is Bob Dacey on The Alex Jones Show.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Bob Dacey back on the Alex Jones Show on the Genesis Communications Radio Network. And Alex's site, his websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com. So you want to go to those websites and check out everything Alex is doing, because the man knows what he's doing. Believe me, I've known him for years. And he may be wild and crazy, but he's really not crazy. He's just wild, and he's accurate. So anyway, before the break, I was talking about this huge announcement. However, I forgot to make another huge announcement. You know, here I am talking to 2 million people, and I forgot to make a huge announcement. So I'm going to get back to this Campo announcement in a minute because I want to concentrate on it. But I want to let you know, everyone listening, that The Simple Truth, the television show that I host, produced by Jeff Kentoff and Kelly Taylor, is now in the fledgling stages of getting on Google Video. They're setting up a website and everything. A good friend of mine, who's also a member of the Birch Society, his name is Lance Morgan, is doing this all on his own. We don't have any money or anything. We just do it because we do it. And he set up, all you got to do to watch the show now is just to go to Google Video and type in Bob Dacey, D-A-C-Y, and Simple Truth. Just type that in, and we got two shows up right now, one from August the 20th and one from August the 27th. So The Simple Truth has gone global, y'all. How about that? And what an opportunity to advertise it. So y'all want to write that down, The Simple Truth TV show, with all of its errors and bumps and bruises and bells and whistles and all the mistakes we make, the whole nine yards, is right up there for you to see. And eventually there'll be an actual official website. But for right now, just go to Google Video and type in Bob Dacey, D-A-C-Y, Simple Truth. And you can watch our local cable access TV show whenever you want to. So I just want to let you know about that. I would be remiss if I didn't tell the world about that, because we, The Simple Truth, have gone global. Also, I forgot on my Ron Paul announcement to tell you that my hardware store, the Hardware Store Incorporated, it's 8650 Spicewood Springs Road here in Austin, which is the intersection of Spicewood Springs Road and 183 in Northwest Austin. We sell Ron Paul yard signs, those big ones that have it on both sides. You know, Ron Paul for President 08. We sell those yard signs for $2 a piece. And I also have a few Ron Paul shirts, the Ron Paul Revolution. And we also carry Alex Jones's videos. So, you know, get over to the hardware store and check it out. Those yard signs cost me a whopping $2 a piece, and I sell them for a humongous profit. I sell them for $2 a piece because the idea is to get the word out, because the Ron Paul Revolution is real. So anyway, just wanted to let you know that. Now let me get back to this Campo thing. I have got to talk about this. I'm going to probably talk about it in the next segment too. There is a meeting tonight at the state capitol, and all of you who are in, I don't know, driving range of Austin, Texas, if you can get to the Capitol by 6 o'clock, the state capitol in the middle of Austin by 6 o'clock, that's when this meeting starts, where the local authority that doles out the federal money to fix and improve roads wants to toll existing highways. You got that? They want to toll three existing highways, three of the big ones in Austin, 183 east of I-35 and parts of 290 and parts of 71. They want to toll existing highways, ladies and gentlemen. This is a nationally significant event. We backed them off back in January, but they're back again. They don't seem to understand that they're supposed to be listening to us. And this huge public hearing is going to be held in that auditorium in the Capitol Annex north of the main structure. It's a Capitol Extension Auditorium Room E1.004 at 6 p.m. And if you can get there earlier than that, there's going to be a rally, and you can sign up to talk. We think you can sign up to talk. I'm a little nervous about that. Again, the reason why this is nationally important is because we are trying to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor. If we stop the Trans-Texas Corridor, we stop the NAFTA Superhighway. The NAFTA Superhighway is an essential infrastructure link necessary to link Canada, the United States, and Mexico into one big happy slave country, all right? So this is vitally important. Texas is the front line in this battle. If you listen to Alex, you know that. But right now in Austin, Texas, at 6 o'clock today, is the current skirmish in the war. So when we get back from this break, we're going to talk specifically about what's going on with Campo, and I am going to read a speech. That's right, I have a speech prepared for Campo that I'm afraid I might not be able to give.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET activatedwater.com or call 888-988-3325.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
That's right, Jimmy. We don't want any shackles on us.
I'll sit down with Big Brother.
That's Jimmy Vaughn, ladies and gentlemen. He sang that song on the south steps of the state capitol on March the 1st, I believe, when we had that giant rally against the Trans-Texas Corridor and the National Animal Identification System, where thousands of Texans of all political stripes came up Congress Avenue to tell our local state legislators that we want to get rid of the Trans-Texas Corridor. It was an awesome event. Jimmy was there, and he performed that song there to a very wildly enthusiastic crowd. Again, that same venue, that same site, is going to be the site of the current skirmish in the battle against the Trans-Texas Corridor and the NAFTA Superhighway. Make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen. All this tolling craze that's festering all over Texas is coming from the feds. And it's all so they can divert their money to their NAFTA corridors. That's what it's about. They want to fleece you so they can divert more of their money through every dot in the country, TxDOT or ArcDOT or Louisiana DOT or whatever, Department of Transportation, so that they can build their north-south corridors. Now, let me tell you, this is a long segment here on this show. I'm going to just rant and rave. If you can get to this state capitol, do it. Get in your car right now and come, okay? If we can fill that auditorium with a bunch of very polite but very angry people, if they try to toll these roads around here, if they try to get away with it again, despite the fact that we said no over and over again, if we can back them off with this monstrous crowd of people, we will have achieved another victory in the fight to destroy the NAFTA Superhighway, to destroy the Trans-Texas Corridor. And also, if we can get a big crowd down there, and I'm promoting this nationwide all over the Alex Jones Show, although I know that only few of you can actually get there from all the millions that are listening right now. However, I get brownie points, okay? So, come on, let's go. Let's go to the Capitol. Thing starts at 6 o'clock. All right. Nationally important issue. All right? If you can't get there, call your friend who lives in Austin. Tell him to get there. 6 o'clock at the state capitol in the big auditorium in the underground complex there north of the main structure. Okay, now, I'm going to be there, but I need to tell you a story. I signed up to talk at the last big meeting they had, and I knew there was a procedure you had to do in advance, and so I signed up, and this was like back in January where we backed them off the first time. Or, well, maybe not the first time. This is the last time we backed them off was in January. And the Campo board, all 20-some odd of them, were sitting up there on this dais or whatever in this big auditorium. And I got to speak and sit at Citizens Communication, which is something they always have where they got the 10 citizens can talk for 3 minutes each at the beginning of the meeting. Well, I knew you had to sign up in advance, and so I did. And they didn't like what I had to say. A lot of them didn't. And, matter of fact, one of them tried to set me down, told me, "Oh, you can sit down," right at the end of my comments. And the crowd jumped on the guy, and because they were all backing what I was having to say. Anyway, my speech was quite accurate, and I don't think they much cared for it. As a matter of fact, Kirk Watson, who was the chairman of the Campo board, State Senator Kirk Watson, former Austin mayor, put an editorial in the Austin American Statesman the next day or two saying that we shouldn't listen to these conspiracy theorists. We don't have time to listen to these people. And, of course, nothing I said was theory. It was all documented fact about the NAFTA superhighway and the Trans-Texas Corridor, what it was really about, and all of that stuff was documented. I even passed out documentation to every single member of the board back in January. Documentation, mainstream news, everything, documenting this North American Union thing and this Trans-Texas Corridor as being part of the NAFTA Superhighway. But Kirk Watson had to say, don't listen to these conspiracy people. Well, I assumed he was talking about me since I'm the one that brought it up. Anyway, I tell you that story so I can tell you this one. I knew about this new meeting that's going to be held tonight in Austin at 6 o'clock, and so I wanted to sign up for Citizen Communication again. So I called them, and I emailed them, and the fellow that was helping me, his name was Art Zamorano, he got back in touch with me and said, by email, and said, okay, Bob, in order to sign up, you have to wait till 9 o'clock on September the 3rd, which is a week before, and then you can sign up by email, or you can sign up by telephone. So 9 o'clock, September the 3rd, which is Labor Day, my email was ready, and I fired it off, plus I called. And then I fired off the email again. But since it was Labor Day, nobody was there, so I thought, well, I'll call the next day. So I did. I called on September the 4th, talked to Art Zamorano, and he said, yes, sir, Mr. Dacey, I got both of your emails, and I got your telephone message, and you are now officially signed up to be speaker number 2. At the Campo hearing at the state capitol on September the 10th. And I said, fine, great, I appreciate that. He hung up. 5 minutes later, he called me back and said, Mr. Dacey, what is the topic? What do you want to call your speech, your 3 minutes? We want to put that on the agenda. And I said, well, I want to talk about local control issues, why the illusion of local control. He said, okay, fine, well, we'll put that up there. So he hung up, and I thought, great, it's all set. I'm going to get to blast the Campo board again. 5 minutes later, the man calls me up, and he says, well, no, we're not going to have citizens communication this time. So, you know, I'm kind of conspiratorial nature. I thought, now, why don't they want me to talk? Gee, I don't know. Maybe I think Kirk Watson must have had something to do with it. I believe that's my theory. And according to Sal Costello on his big announcement about this day, he calls it T-Day. The chair of Campo, Senator Kirk Watson, is pushing a new tax scheme that shifts our freeways to tollways. The Watson TxDOT toll plan also diverts $700 million tax dollars intended for free roads into toll roads. It is important to note that freeways have never been shifted to tollways in the history of our country. So I'm thinking, you know, if Sal Costello is right, and he usually is, you want to talk about an obnoxious fellow. Boy, that guy's like a bulldog. He gets on your rear end, he never lets go. I like old Sal. He's all right. I don't want to get on the other side of an issue of him, though. You can go to TexasTollParty.com and check that out, or go to Sal Costello's blog. That's Sal Costello Blogspot. You can go to that, see what's going on. But anyway, I was thinking maybe the reason why they don't have citizens communication at this hugely important meeting is because they don't want to set the tone with 10 people blasting them right out of the bat. So I'm afraid that even though I was officially signed up for 5 minutes as the second speaker, I won't get to give my speech. Now, what they're going to do is, now you can sign up to speak later on in the evening now if you show up at 5 o'clock. And I'm thinking, well, let's talk about chronology here. If you show up really early, do you get to go first? And there's no guarantee of that. I remember very, very vividly, I remember back in 2001, I went to a hearing at the state capitol. A legislator was proposing a bill to ban the gun show loophole. And the hearing room was packed. I mean, standing room only, 95% of the people in the hearing room were against his bill. But the legislator, of course, wanted the bill. I was the very first individual to show up. I was there first. I'm always there first. And I signed up to talk. I was the first person to sign up out of a whole bunch. But they made you say whether you were for or against the bill. Well, I said I was against the bill because it was right there on the form, you know, for or against. Well, all these people signed up, and when the hearing started, lo and behold, the people that were for the bill got put on the top of the stack, and the legions of people who signed up to talk against the bill got put on the bottom of the stack, and I must have got put on the bottom of the stack because I never got to talk. It was the biggest rigged sham deal you ever saw. That was the same event where Alex Jones and friends caught a couple of the witnesses that the anti-gun people brought to testify getting paid off in cash outside the room that very same afternoon, right after they gave their false testimony to the committee about how horrible it is to let people wander through gun shows and just buy sacks of guns at wholesale prices. Alex Jones and I believe the local leader of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership caught these guys being paid off in cash by one of the leaders of a anti-gun group, Texans Against Gun Violence, back in 2001. So what I'm saying, why I digressed that way, is because I'm afraid that slick old Kirk Watson is going to pull something like that. Now, I don't know if he's going to. I don't know. But the question is chronology going to matter about signing up, or are they going to put all the lobbyists and pro-toll people and the highway contractors and the Chamber of Commerce people on top of the stack tonight and then bore the heck out of everybody until finally our guys get to talk way late into the wee hours of the night and then they kick us all out because of curfew? I'm worried about that. So, as a result of that, I am going to read my speech to a nationwide, worldwide audience, just in case I don't get to read it tonight. I figure I can talk to 2 million people just as well as I can talk to 500 or 600, right? Okay, here we go. This is my speech. It's called The Illusion of Local Control. I am addressing the Campo Board, the people that are having the temerity to try to toll existing highways in Austin, Texas, and therefore set a national precedent. All right, here goes. The illusion of local control. My name is Bob Dacey. I am the host of the Simple Truth TV news talk show here in Austin, and I'm a freelance writer for the New American Magazine. This past July, I, along with my colleague Kelly Taylor, attended the Texas Transportation Forum put on by TxDOT at the Hilton. TxDOT, of course, is your Campo partner. While at the conference, I discovered the document Forward Momentum, where TxDOT reveals its plan to toll existing interstate highways in Texas. I posted the story on the New American website in early August and appeared on the Alex Jones Show twice to reveal all the bloody details to a nationwide audience. Alex even scanned parts of the document and put it up on the web. I sent the story to Sal Costello, and he posted the New American story on his website. In late August, WOAI News in San Antonio picked up the story and took it to the mainstream. The stuff hit the fan. Now TxDOT is faced with explaining why they have been lying to us all these years, just as they are launching their PR campaign to tell us how great toll roads are. I bring this up because TxDOT is your Campo partner, and because my grandfather, Joe Dacey, always told me you are known by the company you keep. What he actually said was, if you play with stuff, you get some on you. TxDOT sent their spokesman, Chris Lippincott, out to do damage control. He proclaimed that tolling local segments of interstate highways would not occur without the approval of local officials. Lippincott, by the way, is the same individual who denied press credentials to my TV show when we applied for credentials to cover the conference as local TV news. Kelly and I got in as freelancers for the New American. The way things turned out, he should have tried harder to keep us out. The point is, we, the people of the capital area, have told you repeatedly and by overwhelming margins that we do not want you to approve tolling existing right-of-way. You people are elected officials. We put you in those chairs. If you refuse to listen to us, local control is an illusion, and TxDOT's assurances will be exposed as yet another TxDOT lie. You tell us we have no choice, that federal money is drying up. I'm telling you the feds are behind all of this so they can divert funds to their high-priority projects, the north-south routes, the Trans-Texas Corridor, and the NAFTA Superhighway. Mike Crucey is fully aware of this and is in agreement. There is no money for our roads, but just watch them use our money to build Mexican roads to link up to the TTC. If you won't listen to us, then listen to what is best for your own political skins. If you vote to toll these roads, people like Sal Costello will do a Karen Sunlightner on you. We will vote you out of office. You will all become political pariahs in Texas. You will not even be able to run for dog catcher. Thank you. Now, there, I have given my speech to a much larger audience than I was going to be able to do at the state capitol. I'm going to try to give this speech tonight. I'm going to try. But if Kirk Watson has his way, I don't know. I might not be able to squeeze it in. Just so you know, some of the references I made here on a national level, you might not know who these people are. Mike Crucey is the state legislator who got the Trans-Texas Corridor legislation snuck through the state legislature in 2003. Mike Crucey is a real piece of work. He is in the pocket of the highway construction lobby in Texas. The vast majority of his campaign money comes from highway contractors and the like. So he's quite an interesting gentleman. And he published a report in 2004, an interim report to the Texas legislature, wherein he said that we need to go along with this north-south high-priority corridor stuff the feds are doing, and all their money is going to be devoted to that, and we need to, you know, agree with that and go along with that, hence the Trans-Texas Corridor. So Mike Crucey knows exactly what's going on, although he probably wouldn't admit it, but his own report admits it. So, at any rate, that's my speech that I'm going to try to give tonight. I will be down there, and I'm going to try to sign up, and we'll just see what happens. So, I'll tell you what, this is radically, radically important. And I have, what I'm going to do for the rest of the show, I'm going to talk about this, a little bit about the Forward Momentum document again to remind you of what happened and the latest news about what happened when WOAI San Antonio took my New American story to the mainstream. It is quite a huge thing. I mean, I was so pleased that Jim Forsythe of WOAI got my story and ran with it, because what a stuff storm was created because of it. So I'll talk about that after the break. And once again, this is Bob Dacey on the Alex Jones Show on the GCN Communications Radio Network.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all all away, but I remember everything.
All right, a little bit of Johnny Cash here on the Alex Jones Show here on September the 10th, the day before the 6th anniversary of the deliberate mass murder of 3,000 people in order to do a few geopolitical aims. I want to talk about the fallout from WOAI going statewide and even national with the story that I wrote for the New American back in early August. I want to read the relevant portions of my story that I posted on the New American back in August. It was called Highway Robbery Online Exclusive. This was also on the John Birch Society news feed back then. This is what WOAI picked up on. The forum was attended by what amounts to Texas Governor Rick Perry's constituency, highway construction companies, related contractors and subcontractors, civil engineers, attorneys, bankers, international investors, and various state and federal bureaucrats, all seeking dollar signs in their eyes as they came together to discuss strategy and tactics aimed at conning the people of Texas into paying for their own economic and national demise by forcing Texas motorists to pay tolls on new and existing highways. The deal there is to forcing them to pay on new highways. And later on in the article, I say this. On Friday morning, a session was held concerning the availability of federal funds to assist in the construction of Texas highways. Presenters presented a bleak picture of the ability of federal dollars, asserted that our national transportation system was in crisis, and pushed the idea that the Fed should get out of the way so as to enable the state DOTs to provide the solution to the crisis. The solution proposed, of course, was public-private partnerships to build and control highways and for tolling of new and old highways to pay for it all. A publication, Forward Momentum, a report to the 110th Congress first session, was distributed to forum attendees. It contained TxDOT's wish list. The wish list includes exempting private investors in toll road schemes from federal income taxation, taking pilot program status off of a 2005 law allowing the states to toll existing infrastructure, and allowing, quote, states to buy back or reimburse the federal government for its share of federal investment in interstate segments, end quote, so that states can slap tolls on roads originally built with a prohibition against tolling them. You read that correctly. Now, that was the segment. What I did was I sent this story. You know, Alex had it up. Of course, the New American had the exclusive on it. Alex had it up. He had me on the show twice. His guys scanned portions of this document that I'm holding. Oh, by the way, you know, I have in my hand right now the document. The one that caused all the trouble. Texas Department of Transportation, Forward Momentum. Hey, maybe I can put this thing on eBay and make a lot of money with it since it's become so famous. Okay, well, after the break, we'll come back and continue with this, and then we're going to morph into September 11th in kind of an odd way. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.